section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Does anybody give a damn?
No.
I guess you hate this show. Why do you hate this show?
Huh?
Why do you hate this show?
I don't hate it.
Okay. I would come on it a lot more because I enjoy it.
Oh, I bet you'd come all over it.
I would come all over this show.
That's this kind of show. Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Mount Gay, West Virginia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Blake had a ball. Chap that ass. IBWIP News Bulletin. Punch it up and exiting stage right with your co-host, Beermansky. And me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blake Coynard!
Having any more than the three of us around this table would be an overdose of comedy. An overdose of humor. An overdose of egos.
Of egos, yeah. We all have giant egos.
Giant. I mean, let's just put them all on the table right now.
I'll stroke my ego
three.
All night long. Oh man.
Huh. You wear a ring on your finger. Sucker.
Whoops.
I don't wear a ring.
It helps when I'm stroking my ego. It feels like someone else is stroking it.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Amen. All right, folks. Welcome to episode 254 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the Podcasting God. Blake Clayton. We have a great show for you tonight. It's, again, just a bunch of dudes hanging out in a bathroom with some microphones.
In a bathroom?
With no clothes on. This is the way it goes.
Oh, yeah. Sookie.
Nothing Mount Gay, West Virginia about it.
All right. First, folks, let me introduce you. He's been on IBWIP maybe once before, but when you hear his voice...
One time too many.
You will probably know him from the... new and noteworthy podcast on iTunes.
That's right. That's right. Stroke my ego. A little harder. A little more.
Well, I'm trying to, but you keep interrupting me.
Stroke it slower, though.
Slower?
Yep.
He does...
Now faster?
He provides beer. He does illegal trading online.
Well...
through the United States Postal Service. It is our friend, Beermansky.
You're welcome. You're welcome for getting to hear me twice this week.
Twice this week?
Well, whatever week this comes out, they get to hear me twice.
See, that's the thing, he's not used to a microphone.
I'm not used to a
he's
mic.
He's like, I just yell across the table. And
I do. Usually, Destin puts me the furthest from the mic because I'm the loudest. So I feel like if I'm even close to the mic, I'm... blowing someone's eardrums.
I will be tensely watching the Zoom H4N. I have my feet, arms nowhere near the cord.
This is a piece of recording equipment that's crapped out on us recently.
Right. We've lost a show 1.5 times to it. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, we're about there.
Two and a half.
The episode we most recently recorded, the guy that came back to be a guest for the second time, he was on the first time we lost an episode. And
he
then we got
you,
like
he thinks you're an idiot.
We got like 10 minutes in and we lost it again.
Like I'm dealing with a bunch of idiots.
He's never coming on again because it's obviously his fault.
Yeah, I was gonna say obviously it's his fault.
It's his fault.
And I'm Jason. Hey guys.
And also across from me, my man in plaid, flannel, Fabio, bottle cap kid.
The Black Magnate.
Black Magistrate. Cute Jason. Fly Ninja. So many names it has been over the years. It's the one and only.
Financially in shambles.
Jason.
Hello, all my friends.
Can you give me the like you do on Christmas? Yep, that's it.
Sounds exactly like it.
This Bulls music is just making me... Oh, man, after watching the finals last night.
Oh, we're going to get to that in the second half of the show.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's just making me miss like the Bulls like when they were just...
dominating.
So good and dominating.
Getting beat by Charlotte by 60 points.
And they didn't go seven games because they didn't need a game seven. Hey, what's game seven?
A chance to lose. That's what game seven is.
Michael Jordan always got it done because he had plans to go play poker afterwards.
Michael Jordan said to Scottie Pippen, 73-9 is good, but 72-10 has a better ring to it.
Ah, very good.
That's pretty good. I get it.
That's a good outdated.
Because of the
better,
ring that
better
you
Better ring
win.
To it.
Because of the ring that you win for having won the championship.
Oh, I never thought of that. Instead, that
it's
makes a, it a lot funnier.
This
huh?
is a double meaning.
Wow.
So.
Wow, I never, that never occurred to me.
Pretty cool for a athlete with no education.
Blake.
Me no think good.
Now, okay, we got two Blakes.
Yeah.
So we got Blake Clayton, amen. And you Beer Mansky.
Yes.
So I'm going to just call you, I guess I'll call you Beer Mansky.
That's
which
fine.
I usually call you Blake.
That's better than the audible fart, which almost stuck.
Stunk.
Or stunk.
So
both.
So I turn to you, Blake Clayton. You're a very difficult man to get a hold of. Even like literally, like sometimes I want to grab you. Just
sure.
You're a slippery fella.
Slippery as
he is slippery.
It.
He's slick
his
as the day
is
long.
So yeah. What is that? Some kind of lotion.
It's an overconsumption of Mountain Dew.
I'm part octopus.
part octopus.
Just sweat.
Sweat
grease.
The dew. Yeah, sweat the doo doo. So I try to podcast with you every Monday and record, and you're like, no, I'm not doing that. You're gonna bend to my schedule because I'm busy doing things.
Right.
What are some of those things that you're doing?
Well, I just got back from vacation. We went to world famous Santa Claus, Indiana, for a camping trip / holiday world trip with the kids.
Do you know that's the home of Jay Cutler?
I did. I was aware of that. Yes.
Oh, it's a lot
also
of people know that.
It's also the home of 37 statues of Santa Claus all over the town.
How many they need?
That
Why?
Terrifying. Do people actually live here? Like
oh, there's some really
I mean,
nice
I guess
houses.
Jay Cutler's
just the
from there.
Cutler family. That's it.
I was going to say, I guess
within
there.
City limits.
It sounds like some kind of creepy village.
So no, it was a really nice place. It was a little town. Basically, it's just this.
It's all a tourist town.
Oh yeah. But there's some nice houses, but there's nothing around it. There's no like, what's the nearest big city? I couldn't tell you what.
It's just like an oasis of fun.
Yeah, basically. It's,
wow.
Yeah, it's an oasis of fun. So we took the camper, hauled it down there, went to Lake Rudolph.
Of course.
A humongous campground. It had a lake, obviously.
How'd they come up with the name?
I
thought this was a Santa Claus-related town.
Rudolph was a reindeer.
Oh, he's thinking Giuliani, America's
that's
mayor.
That's exactly. I was thinking of Rudolph Giuliani. I was like, what does that have to do? Okay, my bad. Continue.
Right next door to it is Holiday World and Splash and Safari. And that was the main goal, was to go camp for a few days with the kids and go to Holiday World. And I've talked about it, I think, on the podcast before, but Holiday World has a podcast.
What do they talk about? I did see you mention, or maybe you texted us, I forget where, I saw it in some various media, and you said they had a podcast, but I'm like, so what
yeah,
does
they,
the
they
podcast
talk
about?
Well, you know? This is the 70th anniversary of...
Of their podcast? No. They were very ahead of the times.
Right.
That is impressive.
70th year of Holiday World. It used to be called Santa Claus Land.
Really? And how had I not heard of this? How far is this place from
it's
here?
It's like 5 hours from here.
It's Southern Indiana.
I need to check
right?
this place
Southern
out.
Indiana. It's, yeah. If you go on their website, HolidayWorld.com, the water park is awesome. The roller coasters, the whole theme park is
And it's
is,
been open for a while? I'm just saying because like, I feel like 70 when I was a kid
years.
I would have seen it.
70 years.
I mean, you know, yeah, that's sorry. Yeah, you just said that. But like, I've never
years.
Seen it advertised on TV or anything.
Well, I don't know if maybe they don't have a lot of marketing up in this area.
They probably just don't need it.
They're two like, hours. They're
obviously,
two,
we're Holiday World.
They're 2 hours north of Nashville.
Splash and Safari, so.
So go check it out. HolidayWorld.com. It was amazing. So we'll go. There's a whole bunch of stuff I could talk about for hours and hours and hours.
The podcast, though, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh,
I was like, I asked you like, originally, like, you know, what kind of stuff do they talk about? Like, is it the park, or do they talk?
They
about
talk about the history of the park.
How often does this podcast come out?
Yeah, that's what I'm
every other week.
And they have enough material.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Just check it out.
How big
is this park?
You think I'm a great podcast host?
Yeah.
Paula is even better than me.
Better than you? Nah.
I don't know.
I mean,
podcasting
maybe as good. We'll give her as good.
Okay, we'll
Can we
do
go
that.
With that.
We'll All do right. that. So let's talk a little bit about the trip. We'll talk about Holiday World first. Okay.
Now, is it all owned by the same people?
Yes.
So they pretty much this family runs this town.
Oh yeah, it's like they're like the Christmas mafia.
Christmas mafia.
You want some wrapping paper?
Do they have an elf with Tourette's?
La Cosa Christmas.
That was what I played an elf with Tourette's last time I was on. What was his That's name? Right. What was his name?
Faggot.
I can't say that word.
Fargay.
Are we talking about a bundle of sticks?
No, I was talking about a series of individual cigarettes.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cool.
I don't know what his name was. Do you remember what his name was?
I don't remember what it was.
Well,
it's probably
right.
Blake.
Screw you guys.
So, anyway.
I don't remember my elf name. Assholes.
No, so, Santa Claus, Indiana. We went, you know, it rained the first 2 days we were there.
That stinks.
We went to the water park. The first day was, okay, we're going to, you know, we had it planned out. We had a 2 day pass. First day, water park all day. Second day, then we'll do the roller coasters and the rides in the theme park, right? Mm-hmm. First day, we go, and there is maybe two different times during the day where they shut everything down because of thunder in the area. You know, it's got to be safe, right?
Rain is fine, yeah. But when it starts thundering and lightning,
right.
That's what
it's the lightning that's
right.
Like
they can do roller coasters
no-go.
In the rain. They can do water park in the rain, but once there's lightning, they
you
have
see
to
see one bolt of lightning anywhere. And
it's
game
very,
over.
Very
game over.
It's very, very frightening.
Yes, thunderbolts and lightning
to me.
Right.
To me,
they're very,
anyway.
Very frightening. Scalamouche. What? Fandango? Fandango. Ooh,
it's right by all my tickets.
Ooh, your movie ticket. Oh, Jesus. I can't believe you guys let me back on the show.
So, the first day we went to, and we rode the Mammoth, which is the Guinness Book of World Records longest water coaster in the world.
Oh, it's a they have water coasters?
Oh, yeah.
You
they
did not
two.
Tell me about that. You're talking like the ones we were in a tube, like in the water park, and it like jets, like shoot it
shoots
around.
Up and around. Yeah.
They have those?
Yeah, they have the two. The first one is the long.
I wanted to go on one of those so bad.
The Mammoth is it was awesome. It's a 4-person raft.
That's awesome.
And then they have the Wildebee. The Wildebeest?
Wildebeest?
Yeah. Wildebee. What is it? What is
bee?
It?
It's Wildebeest.
Wildebeest.
Yeah.
And that's a 4-person, but it's like a hot dog.
Nice.
And it's a lot. It's pretty fast.
No.
So, you know, we did some water park stuff. They have two different wave pools. It was hot. It was muggy, you know.
Good day to be at the water park.
But tell you what, this place is clean. Very, very clean water park. Free sodas. Free Gatorade.
What?
Free soda.
That's incredible. Unheard of.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That is insane. That's usually like...
That's where everyone... you
jacked
worked
up.
At, like, you worked at a bar for many years, right?
Yes.
And you can attest to the fact that soda equals a mountain of cash, right?
Pure profit.
The syrup is almost
nothing.
You buy
a giant bag of syrup for... I don't even know what it costs. Say like $20, and then you pour like... I think it's 5.4 million sodas out of that bag. But honestly...
It's thousands
it's
of dollars. That's where everyone
stupid.
Makes their money, right?
I mean, I remember the owner once raised the cost by like a penny, or maybe it's 4 pennies. I think it went from $2.25 to $2.29. And he was saying how that would equal like an extra like $30,000 or $40,000 a year in revenue or something.
And here they're
like
just
pennies.
Giving it away.
They're giving it away. Free sunscreen?
What?
Yes, free sunscreen.
I bought a $10 thing of sunscreen for my daughter today.
I already
give it
like
away.
The sound of this place.
Free parking?
Oh, no way.
Free Wi-Fi?
It's like they're the anti-Disney World. It sounds like they're actually like want families to come.
Wait, hold on.
Not go broke.
How much are their tickets though? Like $1,000 a piece.
No,
to get in?
No, it was
only 900.
I think we get 2 day passes, and I think it was like $50 some bucks.
What?
Each a person
for 2 days?
Something like that.
And this is unlimited rides while you're in the park.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what?
That's
this is, honestly
insane.
I was just at the Steamboat Days on the riverfront. No joke. It's probably. I probably spent as much there as I would in like a day pass.
And those are unsafe. And those rides are unsafe. These aren't.
Yeah.
That's
unbelievable. Your daughter could have gone flinging into the Illinois River.
Why do you think I went there?
Jeez.
All right, so.
Oh, man.
I went there to have my daughter murdered.
Oh, man. Yikes.
Okay, I'm not going to send
Let's
this.
Take a turn.
I was going to send this clip over to Holly World, but I guess. Say, hey,
I'm saying their rides are safe
and
cheap. And so if I wanted to murder my daughter, I wouldn't,
you wouldn't
take them
take
to
her there.
I wouldn't take it there.
So if you want to murder your daughter,
so they have
take her.
They have three wooden coasters and a Thunderbird, which is
now you're talking about the regular park,
right?
There's like a metal or whatever, like the loop de loop kind.
Right. That's the brand new one. But
they got three wooden and one loop de loop. That's it.
They're humongous. But that's not all they have. I mean, they have
there's other stuff.
This is just coasters.
You're saying just coasters.
So there's the Raven, there's the Legend, the Voyage, and then the Thunderbird. Okay, Eli is 8 years old.
Yeah.
He has ridden rotor coasters. Rotor coasters?
Rotor?
Yeah, rotor-rooter coasters.
Oh, rotor-rooter. Okay,
right.
My bad. Go ahead.
With his dad at Six Flags, and he's not scared at all.
Yeah.
This is a kid who can't tie his shoes, but he's not scared to go 175 feet in the air.
Knots aren't his strength. Adrenaline is. He's an adrenaline junkie. He's a little 8-year-old junkie.
That's right.
So when we were planning this trip, we were watching a bunch of videos online on YouTube of the roller coasters and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to do a roller coaster. I'm 41 years old, have never ridden a roller coaster in my life.
I honestly, I don't think I knew that about you.
What?
Never.
I would have thought the exact opposite.
Nope. And so my youngest, Garrett, is 10. He's never ridden a roller coaster. And I thought for sure he would not want to ride any. So I thought, I'll be safe. I can still be macho dad but not have to pee my pants.
You'll look like the cool guy hanging out with the scared kid.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so the first day we went to the water park, so we said, hey, don't worry about those roller coasters. The second day we went to the park, we did the amusement park side, and it rained as well a couple of times.
Stupid rain.
But Eli and Molly rode the Legend twice and the Voyage once. The Voyage, it's from the tallest part to the lowest part, it's 173 feet on this one.
Good God.
That gives me a boner.
The drop awesome. The drop is like, it's not a 90 degrees because that would be straight down, but it is very close. Scariest looking thing I ever saw. And there's like 3 or 4 spots where you're at a 90-degree angle in the car. And it's
stop yanking my chain. Did you go on a ride or not?
Yes, I went.
Oh, yes.
I went on the Raven. That's why I bought this
shirt.
You
only went on one? You didn't go on them all?
Hell no, I did not.
No offense. It seems silly to me to buy a T-shirt based on a roller coaster, but at your such advanced age, if this is the first roller coaster you've ever been on, it's a hallmark in your life. I get it now.
Yeah, if I were at least halfway to death and I finally rode a roller coaster, I'd be buying a shirt.
And it was on clearance.
That's a very generous double whammy. Halfway, too.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
I've heard about your Mountain Dew habit, so.
I've only had 2 today.
Uh-oh. Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah, we did. We're not buying it.
No, seriously.
Oh, no.
And so it was a great time. And so the second day, if they close down the rides for more than an hour and a half, consecutive hour and a half, they give you free passes.
I was actually going to ask that because I was going to be a smartass and be like, oh, they close it down twice? So you got that amount of money back? You know, like you got 30% of your money back? Like,
no.
Disney World would probably never do that.
No,
shit.
They wouldn't give you a free pass for the next day. No. But Holiday World does.
That's crazy.
So
this place is like so nice.
They are giving you everything.
It's so just awesome. Like, hey, we want to be nice to people and actually be reasonable and not rip everyone off and make them go home like feeling like they lost their soul.
I waited no more than 15 minutes the whole week for a ride, which is
And we've all been to Six Flags, right? And no offense, but it sounds like you probably haven't ridden some of those coasters. But some of those big coasters, you get to points in the line where it says, hey, guess what? Only an hour and 15 more minute wait.
This is no joke, was at Six Flags St. Louis, watched a woman have a heat stroke because we'd been in line so long. They had to call like medical.
What does that look like? Just a fainting?
She pretty much.
Like you become very pale?
On the ground, and then people were like dumping water and like, oh, my God.
Like she's a fish out of water.
Yeah, and it was no joke. It was like 2 hours. And I mean, oh, that was the worst thing ever. And that was like my first time riding it, like being at a theme park. I remember just thinking, like, why did I want to come to a theme park? And then you get on the ride, and you're like, finally, I'm here. And they take longer to strap you in than the ride lasts. Yeah. And then you're like, this is what I wait 2 hours for? Yeah.
So
15 minutes is incredible, though.
No, so we're going through the line on the Raven. I'm thinking, okay, Garrett's going to whistle out at the last minute, and I'm not going to shame him at all. I'm going to be like, way to go, son.
So you were in line the whole time acting as if you were going to go, and then you were going to bow out with him? You were banking on the fact that your son was as big a pussy as you?
I was putting money on it that the kid would. So we get to be the next in line. Molly and Eli are right behind us, you know, because they have different carts for each car. And, you know, Eli is just like, yeah. And I'm like, jeez. And it's our turn. Garrett jumps in the cart, and I was like, shit.
Yeah, because at that point, your plan really backfired, because you can't be like, oh, hey, my son's in there, but can you show me the way out, because I'm scared.
You should have pretended to roll your ankle or something.
Right, and this is I finally went on it the third day. And the reason, one of the reasons why I went is because on the third day, I tweeted to the Pod Squad, which is what they call themselves, the Pod Squad. And I said, hey, we're going to be there. So they met me, Molly, Eli, and Garrett. They met us in the park and talked to us. The president, the CEO, like the CEO of the company, the two of the daughters who are fourth generation owners, and Eric, who is in charge of all the rides and stuff, in the water park. He came out, and Paula, the host of the podcast, they came out in the middle of the day where they,
awesome.
Where they had other stuff to do to come and meet my family.
That's really
that's
cool.
The reason this place is been in business so
right.
long.
Right. Fourth generation.
A focus on customer service. That's incredible.
Because you actually because it's not like they're just acting like they care. If they
right.
do something like that, they clearly do care about people
sure.
and like genuinely yeah. interested that like you know in the people
that we traveled
that,
so far.
Yeah,
that I listen to the podcast
and
all
they
the time.
Appreciate it. Yeah, right. like that. I mean, because right. not a lot of places.
Because when people you know send us feedback, I just type back screw you.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. We do the same thing in Drunken Lullabies.
Right.
But we don't even type screw you. We just, it's just a gif of somebody flipping them off.
Like a gorilla.
Yeah, a gorilla.
Flip off a little kid.
Yeah.
No, but it was so super awesome meeting him. And then they were, you know, I said to him, I said, I've never ridden a roller coaster. And they basically were like, what?
Yeah. And they so shamed you.
They shamed me. They did. And
rightfully so.
Rightfully so. And so right after that, we walked over to the Raven, and I got on it. And I rode a roller coaster. And my son did.
And then after he got off, he said, nevermore.
I tweeted.
Very good.
I
high five that one.
That's a little Edgar Allan Poe. I got it. But right after I got off, I tweeted to him and I said, "Hey, you know, I finally rode the Raven."
And what? Well, how was your? How did you enjoy it? Or did you enjoy it?
I was scared to death.
Did you like it at all?
I opened up my eyes for maybe
you didn't like want to go again after
no,
that.
No,
you don't want to go on like another. See,
no, this
I
one
was scared to go on the first roller coaster I ever went. Like terrified. I was with my brothers, and like. You know, I was so scared, and then I got done, and I was like, "Yes, more of this."
I was like, "Nope." The only part I opened my eyes for is when the coaster goes over the lake. It like goes inside in the
cool.
lake and goes
that's
over.
Awesome.
It's like one of the scarier parts where you could definitely die.
Right, but I was like, "I'm going to see that."
This is my thought about rides at carnivals. A lot of times, the traveling little carnivals, most of those rides spin, and I don't like those because those really do make me sick.
Yeah, that's, but, there's nothing fun about it.
No, roller coasters.
I'm nauseous.
Roller coasters are fun,
mm-hmm.
and the same thing, the same frame of mind I have when I go on an airplane. It's like, how many people are really hurt or killed by an airplane or the roller coaster, and the odds are astronomically in your favor. So I say, you know what, go for it. And that, and it, sure, it's a little scary, but it's also a lot of fun. And that's why I go on airplane rides or I'll go on a roller coaster because I know.
Yeah,
why is there
cocaine? Or,
right.
Well,
how many people have ever really died from cocaine?
Thank you.
Almost none.
Yeah. You know,
it's all
it's
a
like
numbers
if I
game.
Want
it's all numbers.
If I want to do an eight ball, you know,
sure, it's a numbers
sure.
game.
Yeah,
the odds are in your favor. Forever be in your favor.
Yeah, may the odds be ever in your favor. Yeah.
All right.
And also with you.
And with you, amen.
Amen.
Why is it? Come on, man, funk that. Funk that.
This is a bit we do called Chap Dat Ass.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with it because I was going through a streak of where a lot of things were getting on my nerves. And what do you do?
Well, no.
How do you release that?
You're not going
to
tap my ass since I'm the guest, right?
A chap.
Oh,
chap, not tap.
Oh, I got really scared. I'm sorry, guys. I'm the new one.
We'll do whatever you want.
And though. I thought, like, oh, man, I'm the newbie here. I'm definitely getting my ass tapped. So.
It's like like your first day.
Chap that ass, yeah.
Like your first day in prison.
Whew, phew. Wow!
So
I dodged a bullet.
We just go through, and you think about something that's really bothering you. Something's getting under your skin.
All right,
and we kind of go through. We talk it out, and at the end of this, when I play that song again, you'll feel a lot better.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right. It's cathartic.
I got something I could get out here.
You want to give it to us?
I mean, I was going to save it for later in the show because it kind of related to something. I don't know. Maybe I'll
Whoops.
Save it. Maybe I'll do a mini chap that ass in another. Theory of the show.
Okay.
Does it have to do with the Cleveland
allowed?
Cavaliers?
No, but it does have to do with the finals.
Well, I tell you, we're doing the news later, and you're going to read the news, and that's part of the news. And I know you know a lot about what happened, because we've been in a text chain together, so I figured you'd be the perfect guy to talk about it. But if there's something related to it that you want to get out in this segment, something that's been chapping you.
I do. I do. And you know what? It's not just related to the finals. Any NBA, any event indoors when a celebrity is wearing their sunglasses – cannot stand it. You, what's so cool about you that you get to wear your sunglasses?
Who did that?
This, I don't know. This guy, Stevie.
Ah, I hate that guy.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Wonder. Yeah. Can't. He's blind,
no.
So he can't.
Shit.
Like,
no,
he
but
wears sun. He wears
no,
glasses.
That's the point I was going to make. Is Stevie Wonder fine? He's allowed to do it. Any blind person, great. Wear your sunglasses.
They show, why are you like, at a basketball game anywhere?
Yeah,
he likes the rhythmic sounds of the dribbling.
That, have you ever seen the conspiracy theory thing about how Stevie Wonder's not blind? And that was one of the things, like, he goes to the basketball games. But anyway, no, but they showed, like, I think it was that Sierra, who I think is completely irrelevant now, but she was there dating somebody that's relevant, I think. I don't know. I don't keep up with celebrity relationships. But she had sunglasses on. And I just hate that. Or like some of the rappers, they wear their sunglasses.
Is it possible that they're as high as a kite, girl, and that's why they're trying to cover it?
They're high as a kite.
You know what? You're in California. You can be high as a kite.
California.
If you got the sniffles, you get a weed card, you know? So California. I do feel better now that I've talked about this. So.
You feel good? Oh, I mean, I feel like we did almost no work other than point out that it wasn't Stevie Wonder.
That was...
That's
a
big part
helped.
Of it. Stevie Wonder is a big part of it.
See how easy this is? See how easy this show is? Don't be nervous. Know,
but you're going to watch something, and you're impeding your ability to watch it.
Right. You're making yourself look like you think you're above yourself.
Yes, above exactly.
Everybody.
Like, you're so cool.
What if they're watching it through Google Glasses?
Just watch it at home, then.
Yeah.
But, like, they're there, and they're, like, recording it with the Google.
So one's recording. Then you're easy. Is the other eye watching?
Unless you have the
Google Glasses, one eye.
Yeah, unless you have the written consent from NBA, you shouldn't be doing that anyway.
Yeah,
that's true.
The express.
Right. So I'm against it.
The express written consent.
Yep. Expressed.
I hear you.
How about you? What's chapping your ass? Or
today, I did nothing today but run errands. In every place I went, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I could get in and out, but it was never that simple. Ever. First thing I said, you know what? I'm going to go downtown to the food carts with my daughter today and have a nice little lunch downtown, eat from the food carts. That's fun. I got to pick up some cash first because it's a lot of cash down there. There's no credit cards. I mean,
straight cash money.
That's right.
Money.
That's right.
Money.
So I stop at the
Jackson's only.
Jackson's only, baby. Jackson Pollock only. I go to the ATM.
Harriet Tubman's only.
Big. Give me them
Tubman's
sweet tubs.
For days.
I go down to the
ATM. I'm making it rain Tubman's.
Thank you very much. I go down the ATM. Not only.
But Jason, just.
I hate waiting in line. I was so pissed by the time I got up to the ATM. I turned to my daughter and I said, count it. And so I got outside because my window's broken. And I got outside and I did the.
That chaps my ass.
That chaps your ass. And I get $20 out. And I get back in. I was like, how long did that take? She said, 22 seconds. We're waiting for 10 minutes for two cars. What the hell are you doing at the ATM for 10 minutes?
Depositing, transferring, filling out the envelopes.
I will say depositing checks, but it's a lot quicker now. You used to have to get like an envelope, put them in there. You just drop the check. It still takes a little bit. I only know this because my wife works for herself.
Your wife.
My wife.
I go to Old Navy later. No, I go to the pawn shop first because I was like, hey, they always have cheap video games.
Because you're financially in shambles and you were like, hey, you know, I need to pawn.
How much is my kidney worth?
Basically.
Yeah, I think they have
this family heirloom I have that, you know, I promised my grandfather on his deathbed I would never, ever sell. You know, I need $5.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do
How much would you get for your bottle cap collection, you think?
Oh, I mean, dozens of dollars.
I mean, honestly, were you really able to take $20 out of the ATM, or you can be honest if it was 10? I mean,
well,
did your daughter take it out of her account?
I had to merge our accounts to get 120 out. Yeah.
Can you help me out here? I'm a little short.
How bad you want to go on the food court, kid?
Has there ever been a suicide on a podcast? Do you think?
As long as it's not the host who posts it, I guess you can do it.
The host with the post? Okay, so I go to the pawn shop to sell, see what how much money my kidney can rake in, and there's two people working, and there's a line of like six people, and they meticulously go everything that they're trying to sell because these people are trying to sell something. I'm trying to make a purchase. There's no one there to help me. I'm standing around with my thumb on my butt. I was like, you know what? Screw it.
Where's the guy that wants to make money?
Yeah, I was like, no, we just want to give out all our money. I'm like, well, I want to buy something.
We don't sell the shit, dummy. We just buy it. Haven't you ever seen a TV show? We've never sold anything on a TV show.
We like to look at it.
Then I go to Old Navy. I'm getting my daughter a swimsuit, so we have one item, and then there's a woman in front of us.
Two piece?
Yeah, two piece.
I'm an asshole.
But it's a respectable two piece. Let's talk about your wife's giant breasts.
Oh, those things. I tell you what, they're, oh, man.
Two-piece. There's probably a three-piece to cover those things.
Those things, I don't even know what
possible
size.
Possible four-piece.
They got so big, I didn't even know the size when they were full of milk. breast size is not related to the amount of milk produced.
Waiting
either.
In line, you're chapping my ass.
Sorry. Oh man,
Blake, what's chapping your ass?
Well, the one thing that's chapping my ass is, although Holiday World was amazing,
oh boy,
they can't be responsible for the people that come to that place.
Okay,
just like Walmart can't be responsible.
Right, exactly. This has been bothered me before, but teenage boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me.
They look okay. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Give me an image. Like, what do they look like?
What are they wearing? They wearing a t-shirt?
Like, yeah. They're mostly obese.
Okay.
For some reason, they're like 15 and already have like a full sleeve tattoo. Like, how could you afford that anyway?
Yeah, tank top, t-shirt, no shirt?
15-year-olds with sleeves. No shirt. That's hilarious.
No shirts.
Oh, man.
But they. There were a couple water rides where we stood for about 15 minutes. And you're standing, and these kids are just. You know. An old man like me, I got to carry this raft up these eight flights of stairs.
Right.
And these kids are just barreling by you. And it's like, okay, you're going to knock over an old man who's just trying to ride a ride with his son.
Yeah, like, I got great pubes, guys. Come on.
Yeah, because you can go two times before me. I mean, like, you can go two people ahead of me. But this one kid comes through, and he's talking all the gangster, you know, he's white as can be. He's almost a ghost-like.
Just trash. He's a trashy person.
Right, and he's got a tattoo like that his buddy made with did with
Thug Life.
With a
Bic, High Till I Die.
A Bic pen, lit, you know, light a Bic pen.
Snitches get stitches.
Anyway, he knocked me in the back of the head with his raft. And Molly doesn't like when I lose my shit in public, which happens from time to time.
It's hard not to do.
It's hard not to do. And I said, hey, are you in that much of a hurry to go down that water slide? And he kind of gave me a dirty look. Both kids stand there. And I said, don't give me that look, asshole. I was like, fuck you.
Did you say it to him in front of the kids?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He just looked at me and just went back up. It don't faze them. They have no respect for
adults. You know how many times that kid's probably been called an asshole?
Right,
he was just waiting for like the lecture that came after that.
He probably had a knife in his... Swimming
butthole?
Trunks.
Swimming trunks. Not butthole. Sorry.
A knife in his butthole.
It chaps my ass.
That's seven.
It chaps my ass that, like, I'm at that age now. Like, I consider myself an older adult.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree.
And these teenage kids are disrespectful.
Right. It's, and you rude. We're out of problems. We're out of problems as a society, so we're devolving. And this is the kind of crap we have to deal with. These punk kids and their entitlement and their sleeves.
I would have when I was their age, I would never.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
A lot of bowing.
Yeah, my parents was like, yeah, if an adult was around, and I was like terrified because like another thing I was thinking, like some of these like teen kids and that, if they're like crossing the road or like riding their bikes through the road and stuff, like I'm talking not in like a crossing area, so like the middle of the road, they'll like look at me if I'm coming up on them, like I'm not gonna get out of the road. I'm like, I'm in a car, I could kill you. Or they'll like take their time and it's like, and I'm stopping out of courtesy.
They'll stare you down like you have a 401k and they're staring you fucking
ass. Yep. Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck teenagers.
God, I hate them.
One of the best outros.
It really is, and it's helping me a little bit. I know that segment's supposed to help us release our anger, but I'm still coming down from that. I'm probably going to need a few minutes to cool off.
Now we can give you that few minutes.
I would like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, starting with a mystery tag. Now you read what you wrote.
I didn't write this.
Who did?
Looked it up online.
You just typed in mystery tag?
Mm-hmm. Did you know? LeVar Burton invented the Segway after M. Night Shyamalan bet him he couldn't.
That can't be true.
Did you get that from Wikipedia?
Can't be true.
Wikipedia. Sorry, guys.
Wait, did you get that from The Onion?
Wikipedia.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at Burns1IP at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line to Blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Are you tired of smell and cost of cigarettes? Have patches and gums and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electric cigarette that is right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking for more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, which I just got. A bigger, better tank. Maybe you want to go into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks, mods, and will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends premiums from the best liquid makers across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee. But if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com. And don't forget to use promo code IBWIP20 to save 20% off your entire order.
Welcome to another rousing episode of How Simp Sees It. Do not adjust your headsets. Now, that is the co-host with the most, Mr. J-Rod, over there.
Hello again, everybody.
Who are we, though? We are just two dudes that were educated in the films, and we like to talk about things in a very non-artsy way. We just like to keep it a little fast and loose here on the podcast, just for you. That's the basic gist and the long and short of it, so that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had to explain to me that was cool.
Hey now, this is Simp from How Simp Sees It. What's that? Well, it's the weekly podcast for everything movies, TV, pop culture, and entertainment related that might be out there on the World Wide Web. Check us out each and every Monday as we drop a new episode with a brand new movie review every week with no exception at www.howsimpseesit.com. We're out there on all other areas of social media, and please feel free to listen to us in your favorite podcast manager. And in case I don't see you, good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Guys?
Yeah. We lost it?
It's that file does not work. Again.
We lost the whole episode?
No. No, just that.
Jesus,
the advertising.
Oh, the House Sim season?
Don't do that to
the
me, House you Sim asshole. Season.
Well, can we just plug it in later?
Yep, I'll plug it in.
Don't do that
I
shit.
Thought we lost the show.
God damn it, Blake.
I've been doing this for a long time.
Fuck.
Can we just get back to the show?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to IBWIP episode 254. And we have with us the Bottle Cap Kid and Beer Mansky from Drunken Lullabies. And we're going to do something that we love to do. But we don't have Heather with us, so I kind of feel like we're cheating on her. Beer Mansky, you're going to read us the news today.
Beep, 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 beep.
That's the sound the news makes before it's read.
That's coming over the wire, right? That's the SOS, or the Morse code of the news coming in over the wire.
Yeah. Yep. Shocking turn of events, the Cleveland Cavaliers are your NBA champions. LeBron James has brought a championship to the poor, poor championship-less town of Cleveland after 52 years, I think it was. I think 64 was their last championship. The Browns won the NFL championship. It wasn't even the...
They're just people.
It wasn't even the Super Bowl at that time. So it's
NFL, okay.
Yeah. I'm saying this is just the first championship. The town was just so excited. They were down 3-1 in the series,
right,
to the Golden State Warriors, who had the best record ever in NBA history, which just chaps my ass even more. That it's like good and bad. Like, I was like, if you're going to beat the Bulls record, than at least win it all. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, well, the Bulls are still the best team ever.
You know, it's funny because when two people play for the Super Bowl, when two teams, it comes down to that. It's only that one game.
Mm-hmm.
And it really did come down to the final game of the season. It reminds me of the Patriots.
Actually a good game.
When the Patriots won every game except the Super Bowl.
Yep.
It reminded me exactly
like
that.
Lost to the Giants.
Yep.
Ooh, a little burp there. Whoopsie.
Mortal Kombat.
That was Mortal Kombat.
Blake, did you watch any of the NBA? Do you care about that at all?
I don't care about the NBA. It's rigged.
The Cavs, though. No, I mean, but this was amazing. I think it's like 32 times, teams that went to a game 7 after being down. I forget what it was. Like three and one teams that were up 3-1 in the series were like 32-0 all time, winning the championship.
It's pretty
much
a lot.
And it had only gone to a game 7. Like I don't know, say something like. You know, a handful of those times.
And still the team up 3-1 would
always
win.
Always, yeah, because they never – a team that was 3-1 had never lost.
So this is an anomaly.
And this was like the best team ever
that
was
rigged.
Up 3-1. I don't know.
If you don't care about the NBA and you don't like it, why do you keep saying it's rigged?
Because that's why I don't watch it.
How do you know it's rigged?
It's rigged.
I will say this series is not that fun to watch because every game was like a blowout. It was
except
like,
for the last one,
except
right?
the last game was like how I wanted the whole series to be because it was close every game, you know – or close the whole time. There were, I think they said, like 20 lead changes or maybe more than that. It was back and forth. Whereas, like, the games previous to that, it was like Cleveland would win by 25 or
right.
Golden State would win by 25.
Very boring.
Just boring games to watch. Nothing. Just
well,
blech.
Beer Maskey, do you think that the NBA is rigged?
I've said that. I will say I've said that before, so I guess some part of me has thought that at some point. Not necessarily rigged, but it's like, okay... Golden State was up 3-1. This goes to a game 7. Just think of the ratings opportunities there.
Sure.
And, you know, you can't completely rig something if a team's blowing somebody out. They're going to blow them out. I don't know if the guys are getting paid. But, I mean, you could see something where, you know, the NBA knows there's a lot of money to be made, and they're like, hey, refs, try and make calls to sway the game one way.
Hey, let's kick really good players
out of
the game.
I wouldn't put it past. I mean...
Now, Steph Curry got kicked out for throwing his mouthpiece, right? Is that what happened in game 6?
You get
so?
AIDS. You can spread AIDS.
No. One of the number one causes of AIDS.
Really? Throwing mouthpieces?
Magic Johnson.
And he's from San Francisco. So, I mean, you
What's
do the
that
math.
Mean?
There's a lot of gay people there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. Wow.
And AIDS is a gay disease, as we all know.
I had
know.
No idea. I heard it was one of, like, the cheapest towns to live in. And they
yeah, right.
Very,
the complete
very
opposite.
Hetero is what I...
No. Gay people have a lot of money and a lot of AIDS.
Oh, okay. Well, my bad.
No, it's okay.
Dave Chappelle is jacked.
Did you see him? Did you see him during the finals? His arm is as big as my body, which is saying quite a lot.
He quit the show to go into professional bodybuilding. A lot of people don't realize that.
I like thin, wiry Dave Chappelle, Kraken-wise. He's sitting around at these NBA games looking like he's in freaking Muscle Building Magazine.
It's just that one arm, though. He has a lot of time to wank.
You know what? I only saw him from his left side, so I can't speak to what his other arm looks like.
He's a lefty.
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
Pinch hitter.
Yeah.
What thoughts and feelings on Dave Chappelle? Blake, you don't
care at all. Yes, please.
Oh, more Chappelle.
More Chappelle. In other news, very, very unfortunate. A Star Trek actor, Anton Yelchin, died at the age of 27 following a tragic, strange car accident it says Sunday morning in Los Angeles. By the time you hear this, it'll have been yesterday.
Six days.
The 19th. Yeah, his car was parked, I believe, like on an incline.
Had you heard about this before?
I read about it this morning. It happened to, when I pulled up like Internet Explorer. It was like one of those news things, and I clicked on it, and I was like, what? And and it like rolled back and like pinned him between a
rock and a hard place.
Pretty
Blake
yeah,
and
basically.
I were podcasting last night when I read about this, and it really surprised me because I don't think I knew the kid's name. I think I could have picked it out of a group of names.
His parents were both professional figure skaters. I did read that.
Well, he was Russian, so if that's all they have to do over there. It's all just icy tundra. That's all they do.
They start doing it at 4 years old, and
yep, and don't stop.
They come out with ice skates on. I've heard that's why so many nice. Women there die during birth. Yeah. You gotta hope they come out skates last.
The kid tried to force a cesarean every time.
Yeah.
Just kicking his legs on her belly until
they do have a 90% C-section. It's very high rate. Yeah, the kids often come out on their own.
The kid's
doing
a triple axel to release himself from the womb.
That
I was surprised, though, because I recognize the kid. He's a good actor. And that what a bizarre way to go.
Yeah, now, but
what a shitty, like, that's one of those things, like you're saying, like, you know, the odds of dying in this, you know, a plane crash on a roller coaster is so low, like, you know, that's like somebody like the odds of a car rolling back to me in my own driveway, like, no. And
but
it
how
happened.
Did he die? Did he get crushed?
He was crushed. It says it pinned him against a brick mailbox pillar and security fenced. But like, I imagine, I don't know if it happened like quickly or if he's stuck there and suffocated. I
don't know either.
I don't know, he didn't see the car coming. I
don't know.
There's a lot of questions here.
I think he was supposed to be somewhere for rehearsal. And he didn't show up, and his friends came over and they found him like that.
Yeah, that would be.
Have you guys ever found someone dead?
I wish.
Yes.
You wish you had. Blake, why don't you regale Beermansky with your finding dead story? Maybe he'll change his tune.
That was a complete, complete smart-ass answer.
When I worked at Zeller,
someone
had hung themselves.
Oh my God.
From, listen to this, from the shower, not the shower head, but the shower knob down below. They hung themselves and then sat Indian style and were that. It was just far enough down.
Oh, my God.
And people think that place is haunted?
You found that person that way.
Was he still Indian style?
Somewhat relaxed, but yeah.
Did that mess you up? Or are you good?
Oh, that. There's a lot of stuff that happened that messed me up when I worked at Zeller. That was a...
Like a bee stinging you in the eyeball?
That was the least of my problems.
Oh, Jesus.
Watching the kung fu fighting kid kick the window out and take off in the middle of the night, that was interesting.
And there's a guy who was in Dark Shadows, right?
Right, the Dark Shadows guy. But there was a lot of very dark things I saw.
Wow.
I would not want to work there. It's been shut down for
a long, long time.
How long?
Well, it is ICC North now, right?
Right.
Wait, they put a university there?
No, you're thinking about probably the Bartonville.
No.
As far as being haunted, that's right. What he's thinking about.
Yeah, well, my bad. Yeah. What is that place called? Is this going to eat it?
I don't know. The Bartonville Insane Asylum.
Bartonville Insane Asylum, yeah.
I mean, I know what Zeller is.
That was on North University, right?
Right.
Where ICC North campus is now.
Right down from Richwood.
Oh, yeah. I had a class there, actually. When I was trying to stay on my parents' insurance, I was done at Bradley, and I just took some ICC classes just to stay on their insurance.
I've never found anyone dead, but I've seen...
So you're committing insurance fraud, basically.
No, you could have... If you were in school...
If you're a student... He's exploiting a hole in the system. Why not?
Makes took a foods class with my buddy. It was awesome. You already have a bachelor's degree, and you're just taking classes just to dick around.
Do you take that in Mount Gay, West Virginia? Because of how gay that sounded?
Hey.
Have you guys seen someone die?
Seen them die? Like, been there when they died?
Yeah, when they crossed over to the other side.
No, my grandparents never...
I did see my grandpa die. I saw him die, and then I saw a dude. He sat on the toilet, and he just never got up. He was dead.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's just a series of me watching people get on the toilet.
You know what the good part about that is? They say, I don't know if you've seen the South Park, you know, when you die, remember the episode, and then all the poop comes out of you?
Honestly,
if you're already on the toilet.
That's right.
How convenient. Maybe
that
he was
convenient.
Just knew he was about to die and said, I'm going to go get on the toilet so I don't make somebody have to clean up after me.
Yeah, that or the bathtub. It was very that guy who hung himself in the bathtub. Honestly, very he was being self conscious and courteous to others.
Did you see the poop?
He didn't poop.
Did you see the poop? Oh boy, that was good news. Something to grow on. I turn on the radio. I hear the same music over and over. What you need is new information about people vacating their bowels upon the time of death.
You seen that South Park?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love it because it's just ridiculous. Like, someone will die and it's like... just over the top.
Let's play Punch It Up.
Shitting of themselves.
Yeah, punch it.
It's been a long time since we heard that.
I know it's never going to happen. I think you secretly hate the idea, but I wish we would do an episode where all we do is listen to the intros and outros and just talk about them.
Can we do that?
Someday.
I want to be part
well,
of
Well, Blake and I'll do it.
What's that mean?
That's what I mean. You can sit in the corner and watch.
Oh. Do I have to have pants on?
No.
Hit us up with the rules, Jason, for the folks that have never heard us do.
Okay.
Is that pre-recorded or not?
Punch it! Punch it!
Is that the outro?
Yeah.
It's a game that we play. I will read the setup to a late-night talk show monologue joke, and each player will take a turn providing their own punchline. To encourage any kind of answer, if you answer, you will receive 1 point. If you have the best answer, you will receive 2 points. And if you guess the actual punchline, 3 points. Are nice. You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we got a lot of people in the late-night forum anymore. You got Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and Stephen Colbert.
Thank God David Letterman's gone. Worst ever.
Minus 1 point.
Least funny nice. Human ever made.
Keep it up. You want another one?
No.
We'll start with you, smartass. Thank you. Which one of who do you like in the late night field right now?
I do like Conan, and I will say I know you guys hate on Jimmy Fallon. And I used to, when he was on Saturday Night Live, he would bust up during every bit. But I like his show a lot. I think he has a lot of good stuff, gets some good guests on, and he has the Roots.
The Roots are great. When I was reading through the monologue jokes, oddly enough, some of his jokes were the best ones. So do you want to start with him?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to read the setup, and you give me what you believe the punchline to be.
Okay.
Former Republican candidate Herman Cain said that one of the biggest lies about Donald Trump is that he's a racist. Then Trump was like...
Wrong.
Okay, so that's at least 1 point for effort. I guarantee it's not going to be the best answer. Actually, do you want to give it a shot, Blake?
Nope.
You don't even want to give it a shot?
No. I'm already winning.
I was just trying to think of what...
I'm already winning.
What can I say and I don't know.
Republican candidate Herman Cain said this, and the punchline is Trump said, hey, thank you, Jay-Z. Give my best to your wife, Oprah, because he is a racist. I would have been very impressed if you got that exactly right.
I would have been very impressed.
Okay.
I just came up with one.
All right,
let's read it again.
Let's hear that. Former Republican candidate Herman Cain said that one of the biggest lies about Donald Trump is that he's a racist. Then Trump was like,
why don't you go back to Mexico where you came from?
All right, that's another point. Very good. So you're at zero right now.
Yes.
And Blake, who do you like in the late night world?
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, okay.
He's dead.
This is one
maybe
of
for, th- maybe
this,
to you.
This is one of Carson's
sure
his bits where he was a Carmack or whatever.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, the cards and
yeah.
Yeah. You
okay.
Say the answer thing.
So I say the answer first. Mount Baldy. Mount Baldy.
All right. Who is Hillary Clinton's boyfriend?
Okay, that's pretty good.
What is Hillary Clinton's pussy?
What does Yul Brynner's wife do every night? Mount Baldy. Okay.
So I like that.
He asked for it. That's the only, he's actually that's an old Carson joke that I just ripped. Shemansky? Who do you like? Who else do you like in the world of late night?
Conan.
Okay, a lot of Trump jokes. He's really a gold mine for late night monologues.
I mean,
right now.
How would he not be?
Donald Trump says if elected, he's willing to accept a visit by Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un said,
this is going to be huge.
Pretty good. Pretty good. He says, no thanks, that guy's crazy. Pretty good. Pretty good joke there.
It's no bottle cap kid joke, but it's good.
Oh, thank you very much. What about you, Blake?
Love
who else?
Shirt.
We got Jimmy Kimmel. Thank you. Late Night with Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert. We have other Fallon and O'Brien jokes.
Myers. Let's go with Colbert.
Colbert, okay.
Oh, he's funny too. I forgot him and Seth. I like
Seth Meyers is very good.
Seth Meyers. I mean, I saw I watched his show. Like I think it was the first time it came on. I watched it for a little bit. And I was like, oh, he's pretty funny.
It's changed format a little bit. It's almost entirely Weekend Update in the beginning. I don't even think he does a standing monologue anymore. I think it's just straight to
good.
The desk.
I like that. You don't have to do a standing monologue.
No, change the game.
Do whatever you want. Yeah.
So Stephen Colbert says, the British are about to vote on whether to exit the European Union. They call it the Brexit, which in America, of course, is?
Yugoslavian turmoil, which we are going to eradicate Jewish people from in Siberia.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think that's almost exactly right.
What?
The meal
I thought that was when you had breakfast and then shit your pants and immediately exited the room without paying.
I'm going to give you a couple points for that. Because it's the meal between breakfast and exiting breakfast, which is almost exactly what you said. He came in for the steal on that one.
That's sorry. Bullshit.
Sorry.
Bullshit. I'll give
you a
point.
There's,
all I heard was Yugoslavia and the
there's
Jews.
Manners. There's manners to be done.
I'm sorry.
Who else?
There's a pecking order here.
I only had one good joke from Colbert. That's it. Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, Conan, or Fallon? Who do you like, Shemansky?
Who hasn't? Seth Meyers hasn't, right?
A Georgia man is facing charges after he tried to enter a Waffle House completely naked. Ugh, can you imagine?
Trying to get some bacon and Macon?
That's pretty good.
Macon, Georgia.
The punchline is walking into a Waffle House barefoot because of how disgusting they are.
But he's trying to get some bacon and Macon.
Yeah. All right, I got one more for you. All right. Don't press the button.
Okay.
Who do you want? Kimmel?
Kimmel's fine.
Okay. Donald Trump said that he would, unlike previous presidents, sit down and meet with Kim Jong-un to make a kind of deal, but only on U.S. soil. I don't think that'll work. I think they should meet somewhere neutral, somewhere like
Sweden,
or Supercuts.
That's just very reasonable. Nice. Sweden was just like a very reasonable answer.
All right, who's the winner?
The dead heat. You guys tied it. Tied it at nothing.
Yes!
Punch it!
That's about right.
I feel like that cricket thing could have come into use.
Give me the release schedule. Blake is down on you tonight, man.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, guys. Let me give you the release schedule for some...
I still love you.
...upcoming episodes. Episode 252, hashtag Headlice Matters, is now available. Episode 253, Snake Sniggle, is now available.
And also, with that, on our YouTube page, Pia Vision, there is the segment... of from that show on.
Which segment is that?
It's the one where we try to say the same word.
Where you guys do the snake wiggle.
Huh?
Say you, say me.
And then also, as a bonus...
Say it together.
As a bonus, you guys sing the deer song is on there.
Well, now I don't know how anyone's not going to listen after that.
I want to check
it out. And episode 255, our next episode, inevitably titled Slam Dunkin' Donuts, will be available on Friday, July 1st. And don't forget Saturday, June 25th, is National Catfish Day. That sexy guy you've been chatting up online for 2 months? Today's the day you reveal your stretch marks, acne scars, and tremendous weight gain. Good luck. Also, Sunday, June 26th, is Forgiveness Day. That grudge you've been holding on to? It's causing a thick black cancer inside of you. Whatever it is, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Sure, the cancer will remain and ultimately kill you, but at least you'll go to heaven. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and they will be read live. And if you like what you hear, please, please write us a review in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show.
Very well done.
Very well. Good job.
Great, great work.
Cheerio.
Great work to you, sir.
Well, that's going to lead us into our final goodbyes for the evening. A nice
goodbye.
As the sun sets in the west. I bid you adieu. Beermansky, thanks for stopping by and your busy schedule and joining us.
Yeah, kid.
He's one of the busiest guys I know. I can never hang out with him.
Here's the thing, honestly. I'll tell you guys what it is. Okay, so my wife works for herself. She does hair, so she can make her own schedule, which is great. You know, and we can save on some daycare and that. Here's the bad thing. When I get home at night, I am watching Hudson, and she's at work.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time it's like, hey, you want to come do the podcast or do this? It's like, I would, but you probably don't want a baby on the podcast. He's it's just unintelligible, the shit that spews out of his mouth.
Your kid sounds like a retard.
Yeah, you know, it's unintelligible, and you don't want that.
I don't. We already have to deal with Big E.
Yeah, you know, so.
He knows I'm kidding. I love Big E.
But thank you for being on the show.
So attractive.
Thank you for taking a time away from your son. Just leave him in the car and do the podcast.
Yeah, he's good out there. I left the heat on.
Oh, there you go.
You're supposed to do that, right? Because they're like chickens to incubate.
That's what happens. Like, you keep a kid in the car with AC too long.
In the summer, it's heat.
In the summer,
and then in the winter, it's AC, right?
Right.
Right.
Because exactly. It's like the opposite of what you think.
Sure.
That's right. Like, you turn into a skid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bottle cap kid, hey, it's another... What do you think about this back-to-back night thing together?
I don't like it.
Okay.
It's too much.
You guys never get to hang out, though, I feel like.
Who?
You and Blake.
Just every Monday for 3 hours.
You only hang out with him to do the podcast.
That's all we know.
When are you guys going to just hang and, you know, watch some movies and chill?
We went to Chicago together.
Yeah, we did go, and that was very pleasant.
I wanted to podcast on the way up there, and he's like, no, this is just me and you time.
What a
tell
asshole.
Me about your molestation.
He kept like trying to sneak a mic up to my face while we're driving. I was like, get that out of here. Yep. Let's just enjoy the very bland scenery of
can't
Central
we,
Illinois.
Can't we just enjoy the corn?
Yeah.
The freshly planted corn and soybeans. And look, a windmill. Could it get any more beautiful?
All righty, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in to IBWIP. We appreciate your listening-ship. We appreciate you taking the time. And thank you again to Holiday World and the Pod Squad. Check out their podcast, Holiday World and Splash and Safari Podcast, iTunes. And I think there's a link to it on holidayworld.com.
Thank you for accidentally clicking on this podcast and actually listening this far. I don't know how you did that.
Thank you, everybody.
Well, hold on. Before we go, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
So many things. You know what? Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear
I
it.
I do have something I'd like to plug.
Go ahead with it.
Sugar Pizza in downtown Peoria. They make some great pizza.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I'll plug Couch Pilots real quick. It's a podcast that just Blake and I do about failed TV pilots. And actually, Beer Mansky here is one of our faithful listeners, which we really appreciate.
I love Couch Pilots.
Yeah, check it out. It's a lot of fun. We talk about shows that had only one episode. And kind of dig into them. We have a lot of fun doing it.
That's
hilarious. And sometimes we lose an episode.
That's hilarious. Yep. You know what? That reminds me, though. Now, I do a show, too.
Okay, please. Out with it.
Yeah. It's called Drunken Lullabies. It's pretty fun. I do it with a voice. Dustin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Yeah, we do it, and we drink alcohol, beer specifically. Mm-hmm. We talk about the beer, but that's not like – if you're not into beer, there's also humor, a lot of 1980s wrestling shit, and just a lot of off.
1980s wrestling?
Yeah. Like that's mostly Destin. Like, I pretend I know what's going on, and then there's just a bunch of other off-topic stuff. And there's some good tunes. Play a lot of good tunes, and not all different kinds. Anybody on an independent label could be a rapper, rocker, shoegaze, which Destin informed me is like the type of music
now, is
they played
that a
where
bundle
it's
of
like
sticks?
The stoner looking at their shoes. A shoegaze is a bundle of sticks.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, I that's all I've got.
That's all I've got. Hey, everybody, thank you again for checking us out.
Thank you, one listener we just gained to Drunken Lullabies. Sorry.
So glad to have Beer Mansky on the show tonight. Thank you for keeping
it. I really do love this show.
Thank you for keeping it to only a baker's dozen audible farts.
I love that there's structure, though. I'll say that.
Well, I mean, we tried. We tried to have a structure.
There's some. There's absolutely zero structure in our show.
We get a lot of guff for that. Low Blow says, I don't know how you guys do it.
It's tough.
Yeah, I don't know.
We get people drinking and they just start shouting over each other.
I know what you mean.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Jason Tosher. Executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.